You're listening to Front Page Sunday from WKMS News. I'm Todd Hatton.
And I'm Chad Lampe. As severe weather hit our region this week, many of you might have had weather radios alerting you of warnings to your county or a loud outdoor siren that you're used to. This week, though, as a tornado warning was issued for northern Callaway County, residents in the storm's path heard no outdoor sirens, because there aren't any. WKMS's Shelley Baskin speaks with Callaway County Emergency Management Director Bill Call to find out why.
So, Bill, as I understand it, the emergency weather sirens in Callaway County are only located in the urban areas, right?
Right. The only sirens we have in Callaway County are in the city of Murray, where there are four, and then there's one in the city of Hazel. And then there are several units on campus at Murray State. Those are actually speaker systems, although they can sound like a siren as well.
And why are these sirens put there instead of spreading them out throughout the urban and rural areas?
It's economic. You're looking at areas that are very widespread, far apart, housing density is very low. So in order to cover the county with sirens would require a great number of sirens. And sirens are expensive. They're $10,000 to $15,000, I think, each, plus installation. So there's a lot of money to put a siren in, and then you've got to have an electric meter at each one and so forth. We did try, I think, 2 years ago, a grant was written to FEMA, I think, to see if we could get a grant money for installation of sirens at the county fire stations, which are located in some of the a little bit more population groupings, you know, the little communities in the county, but that grant was not funded. So presently we have no siren systems outside the cities.
And is there some sort of calculation that's done to determine how cost-effective it is to install a siren?
Yes, you generally want to place them where you'll get the most usefulness for each one, so you look for population centers. Another factor that goes into it is you want those located where the most vulnerable housing would be. So particularly, say, around trailer parks or groupings of trailers, because they're the most hazardous residences during a windstorm, would be where you'd place siren towers. So one of the city sirens, for example, is located just north of town near the Riviera Courts area, because we consider that a riskier area. Those folks definitely need to be able to hear the sirens.
Is the situation with the sirens likely to remain the same, or is there a chance that these rural areas could get sirens soon?
Right now, grants are fewer and far between than they used to be, so I don't anticipate we'd have any luck right now if we applied for grant funding, and with them being so expensive, there's not much way we could afford to do it out of our general revenues. What we suggest instead is, for now, is that homeowners should have a weather radio. Those are, in many ways, more valuable than a siren anyway. All a siren can do is to tell you that there's something going on, you need to go inside and turn on a radio or TV and see if you can learn from the news what it is you're instructed to be cautious of. Siren doesn't convey much information at all. Whether a weather radio can not only wake you up or let you hear that there's something going on, it can give you instruction as to what's happening and what to do. And they're not very expensive. So that's really what we urge folks to do.
Shelley Baskin spoke with Callaway County Emergency Management Director Bill Call.